I'm on track. I'm gonna just leave it at that. I'm on track.
What do you expect? I know some respect. Is it created any issues when there's uncertainty at quarterback again? How do you guys practice this week, or has it become kind of normal?
It's normal now. I mean, you know, we'll know Friday from what we was told. So I guess, you know, both quarterbacks will get reps, and you know, I guess they keep the Redskins off balance. I guess that's the best advantage. But both quarterbacks will get both reps, and as always, it takes 10 other guys on the field to make sure the quarterback spot is shining the way it's supposed to.
A little more work for Jano at fullback last week. What changes for you vision-wise when you get the fullback in front of you, clearly?
You just got to be more patient. Slow your steps down just a little bit. But one thing about Jano, he does a good job reading the hole before I do, so I trust him. You know, sometimes it'll be my eyes in certain plays, certain situations. So, but other than that, it's really just slowing down just a step and, you know, letting things develop, which works good for me because I'm not the fastest cat on the planet.
Do you feel your teammates kind of rallying around that idea of getting you to 1,000?
Yeah, I think I just think it's a good milestone for myself, but also for up front and, you know, our team as a whole. And, you know, same thing with DT and keep your streak going. So, you know, even though we're not having a season we want to, it still feels good to have certain milestones hit and reach, you know, with our goals, and hopefully we can reach those.
CJ, what's it like for you? What's the feeling knowing how hard you worked in the off season to stay healthy all year and now to know you're so close to it?
It just feels good, you know, with a full healthy year put together, you know, and of course the right things going for you well. Myself and the O-line, we can put something special together. So, you know, we got 2 weeks left, and we're trying to do something really, really special. You know, the goal is definitely over 1,000, but we're trying to be super special with that. So we'll see how the cars lay out at the end of the year. And, you know, hopefully the O-line and myself, we can brag about some things.
30 carries this late in the season, a good soreness, and it was nice to have those extra couple days, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, that was the best part. Yeah, I was sore the next day, but – like I said all year, I've been doing some things for my body, so I'm definitely back fresh. And, you know, if I got a total 30 again, I'm ready to go.
Is it more difficult to have big games like you had on Thursday later in the season as opposed to earlier in the season?
No. I think it's easier, to be honest. You know, everybody's tired, don't want to tackle as much. Nah. Nah. I just think our O-line got in a groove. You know, our O-line got in a groove, and they played extremely well. And you know, I just picked the right spots and let my ability go from there. But, you know, the O-line did all the work. You know, when the holes are from here to Colorado Springs, it's, you know, it's tough not to produce.
Brock was also in a groove in that game. Nice to see him have a game like that after everything he's
done. Oh, it just feels good, man. Everything that he's going through and being bounced around and being told by Houston he's not good enough and Cleveland he's not good enough and come back home and, you know, got a good game under his belt, and hopefully we can build that, you know, for Brock if he's starting this week.
How much thought do you give to what might happen after the season? Roster changes, just uncertainty in general?
I can only control what 22 can control. And, me personally, I believe I'm a damn good back in this league. So, you know, whether it's here or somewhere else, I'll be fine. I'm a grinder. That's what I do best. I grind.
So will the younger guys ever ask you about that kind of stuff? How do you?
No, you know, you're trying to tell them, you know, you still got a job to do and you still need to focus on some of the things in between the lines that we got going on today. I mean, we got a chance to go undefeated in December. I think that would be huge, you know, for us and this roster. And you got a chance to, you know, win out and, you know, go 7-9, which is, you know, definitely not acceptable around here. But it's going to be acceptable for the situation that we just, you know, we put ourselves through losing 8 straight. So, you know, you try to let the young guys know, don't worry about next year, finish this year first. But when you get to next year, start thinking about, you know, some of the things in the offseason you need to work on, you need to do better, because people think the offseason will be long, but it's going to come up quick. It's going to come up really, really quick. We'll be back here before you know it, so you better get going.
How important in that process do you think it is for everybody to be honest with themselves?
Oh, huge, huge, huge. I mean, as far as me individually, I'm going to always be honest with myself and what can I do and go get better. And I'm heavily stressed on that. For the upcoming season, so I can be the best back I can be.
All right. Thank you, CJ.
Thank you. Thank you.